Next on Speak Up.
The thing is, though, yeah, we're seeing all the support and they're beautiful, but why is it that some people can be beat up by life, can take losses,
and it makes them stronger.
They're still going, and then other people go, oh, I cannot work and go to school
at the same time.
Everybody's different.
So what do you think?
It all starts right now.
81% of parents don't think dating violence is a problem.
Right.
What you're going through, you think you're the only one that's ever gone through this.
It is not always well. Sex is not the sin, and sex is not the problem.
You know, address the elephant in the room. Don't miss that opportunity.
I think as women, we have a lot of things to do. We multitask, so that's what we have to control.
For all people born on planet Earth after Adam and Eve fell into sin, one thing is for sure. We will experience pain. Not only pain, but loss and extreme stress that will come to your life sometimes. Our world is broken, and that means that at some point, you will find that life is hard, very hard and challenging. Often, these experiences can increase the risk for disease, but also this changes people and helps them or increases the risk of dying prematurely. Now, there's good news. There is hope. As it turns out, there is something called resilience, a characteristic that allows us to cope and to bounce back very successfully, no matter what hardship and trauma we have experienced. Now, resilience, is this a trait that you are born with, or can you learn to be resilient? This is the topic that we will speak up about today. So, ladies, this is a very common thing. We all go through pain. Now, you probably don't. Right.
I think each one of us does.
We all go through pain.
Yes.
So, any experiences? Do you feel resilient today?
I actually have an experience that I want to share. Yeah. So, my husband and I have been married for 14 years, and we don't have kids. Few years back, I was surprised. My doctor told me that I'm pregnant. So I was so happy. I'm like, yes, I'm going to be a mom finally. Mm. And then after 3 months, the doctor tells you, after 3 months, the doctor did not tell me, but I started bleeding and I lost the baby. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was painful, but I said, you know what? I'm going to be okay. You know, I have a father who knows when's the best time for me to get pregnant again. Wow. After 2 months, I got pregnant again.
Oh.
And I wasn't even expecting
answer
it.
Answer to prayer.
Yeah, but that was too soon, though. I was still grieving from my first miscarriage, and now... And then after 2 months, I miscarried the baby again. Oh, no. So it was like a blow. I already got one blow, and there was another blow. Oh. So I'm like, my husband felt that I was really sad, but he probably had his own sadness to deal with.
Men grieve differently.
Right. Than women. But then he doesn't even know that in my sleep, when he was like snoring and all, I was like crying. Mm. I was like talking to God and like, why, Lord? Like, why did you make me suffer this way? Like, one was enough, but why? Like, what should I learn from this? What would come out from this?
And thank you for sharing this. It's not easy to share that. In fact, there might be people listening to us today who know exactly, or at least close to what you've experienced, that pain, that loss of, losing your child twice in your case.
Close time frame, back to back. Yeah.
So do you feel that this experience made you... harden your soul in some way, made you more, made you stronger, made you more cynical?
I wasn't even cynical. I was just, I wasn't even mad at God. I was just trying to understand why this is happening to me and why do I have to go through this. And I think it made me strong as a person because it made me realize that, you know what? I have a father who takes care of me. And you know what? A miracle happened, like, a few days after that, a friend gave me her dog. I've been wanting to have a dog, but my husband's like, oh, there's a lot of work with the dogs, and then...
It's a lot of work with a kid.
With a baby.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you mean?
Yeah, that's right.
A dog could be practice.
But then after that, like, after my miscarriage, I felt like there was a hole, like a big hole that needed to be, like, just... filled in, but with that dog, God gave, healed me through that dog.
Yeah, and that's a dog. Dog lovers will understand exactly what you're saying.
Now, Erica, we're talking about issues of now you deal with young kids. I mean, many times you minister to girls.
Yeah.
Do they also go through some of these losses and pain? I mean, what kind of things do you see them experiencing?
Well, when you're 16, some of the things that you're facing are very different, and they seem overwhelming to you at the time. I mean, all of us can relate to that. But at 16, your world is out there for everyone to see because of social media. The life that they're living today is so public.
Or just people's talk. Just
of course.
Talk
you feel like everybody's
other.
Talking
That's
about
right.
you. So, yeah, it's a huge issue. They're dealing with all kinds of things.
And they don't have
things.
The maturity emotionally, perhaps, of somebody older to deal with their best friend betraying them and saying bad things about them.
Mm-hmm. I try to just remind them that what you're going through, you think you're the only one that's ever gone through this. Mm-hmm. You're not.
Right.
You're not. Sometimes just knowing that somebody else understands exactly what you've been through is huge.
Right. So what do you see that makes, you know, some kids, maybe they're more susceptible to that and they can become maybe more depressed or even feel worse about themselves.
Right.
What do you see that are factors that can help either a young adult or a young girl or boy, for that matter, or an older person that can actually help them bounce back from those experiences?
Support system is huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know when I went through some deep, dark times, I don't know what I would have done without my parents.
Right.
I really don't. There's just a comfort there where you can just rest and be at peace.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly enough, a lot of our young people don't come from that kind of home where they
many
go
times
home.
A broken
right.
home.
I agree. That's where living in community makes a difference. Community could be older brothers and sisters, could be friends, neighbors, it could be your church, it could be school, whatever the case is. But I believe everybody, especially young people, need to live in a certain place or a certain system of community. Growing up, That's what it was for me.
And even
I
like
had a certain
church.
Level of community.
The church plays a big role because for me, like coming from a family where we're not very close, like we don't share our emotions.
Okay.
If I had a loss in the family, like I cannot go to my parents. I cannot go to my brothers.
To them.
I probably would not be able to go to my church. So we as a church family, you know, people of faith out there, we have to be diligent in our church members.
To care for each other.
So
because
we're
many times, as you said, and Novella, you also work with kids and in young adults, they come from broken homes that they don't have parents to trust.
I wonder,
but having an adult,
I wonder who is going to be open and very honest and willing to share and be transparent.
Very nice.
To share
all
their
the support and everything.
Their own
but
thing. Are
that
you knocking down support? Are you knocking down
support?
Sounds like it.
I think that's what's happening.
Okay,
here.
The thing is, though, we're seeing all the support and be beautiful, but why is it that some people can be beat up by life, can take losses,
and it makes them
and
stronger.
They are still going, and then other people go, oh, I cannot work and go to school
everybody's
at the
different.
Same time.
Everybody's
so what do you think? Why do you think people
get there? Yeah, so for many, many years, because I remember I have three kids and I have to work full time and I was going to school.
Hold that thought, because we have somebody here today who helped us answer some of these questions. Our guest is joining us from Loma Linda University today, Dr. Kitty Fry Randall, and she's a childhood psychologist. Dr. Randall, thank you so much for being with us today. And we're talking about resilience. Now, what is resilience? Can you tell us?
So resilience is the capacity to maintain competent functioning in the face of major life stress, just as what your panelists were talking about.
So you heard all these experiences that we as women go through. What are some things that can help us face some of these issues and be resilient? Is that something that we are born with, or can we learn about it?
So actually, resilience is a trait that develops over time in the context of environmental support. So just like your panelists were talking about, it's a supportive community that helps them become resilient.
So we were saying earlier about these different things about what women face and how families, for instance, parents or a mentor can make a difference. You agree? The research supports that then?
Absolutely. Not only resilience in how we behave and act, but actually resilience for our health and well-being. There's a whole line of research called psychoneuroimmunology that psychologically, neurologically, and immunologically we are one, which premises on the fact that social support or a supportive network actually makes your immunological and neurological health better.
Well, but hold right there, that thought, because I want to hear more. We'll be right back after this break. We are speaking up today about resilience, and the psychologist Dr. Kitty Randall is helping us today. Dr. Kitty, you were mentioning the importance of role models or even parental support or just support, social support in general. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes, actually, I think it's so amazing that we were created as relational beings. So it's not surprising that all the benefits, whether they are mental health, physical health, they will come in the context of social relationships or support. And that support for children can, of course, be their parents, their teachers, relatives, and families. But the broader social community is also critical to developing resilience.
Yeah, because as we were talking about earlier, many of the kids today, they may be coming from a broken home. They may not have parents who are supportive at all. So you're saying other adults also make a difference. And this is something you were talking about earlier, Novella.
Absolutely. I truly believe that part of the reason why I pastor the way I do is because of how people loved me when I was a child, how my older friends and stuff loved me. You know, they didn't have to do it. They took the time to do it. They allowed me into their homes. They made it, when I was learning how to drive, you know, I got to drive their car around the parking lot a little bit. It gave me a chance to fully learn another person outside of my family. So it was their choice. And so that then has taught me how to relate to younger people. Do you need help with your homework? Just call. Like, how can I help you in your life in general?
The hard part is, so you have this young person and... Let's say they don't have the support system that's already in place, and we're sitting back and saying, find it. How do you tell a 16-year-old, go find support?
Sometimes you have to go find them.
That's exactly my point before. So we have nature and nurture perspectives.
So both things are important.
So both, yes. Environment, but however, we are within a time in our society that people are not taking responsibility for themselves. So there is a choice here. So, Dr. Kitty, can you enlighten us and tell us where choice and your individual gut will propel you to develop resilience?
Well, resilience begins when we're very young. It comes from the love and support we receive, or even just the perceived love that we have from others. So if we feel very nurtured, it enhances our sense of self, and that, of course, will help us make better choices. But here we've mentioned nature and nurture. In science, we know that an improved social environment can actually take a heritable vulnerability and make it into an asset. And so while nature and nurture are both important, the environmental support can impact nature. And so this gives us hope, though, because it shows that regardless of our heritability, our environment can be there to promote the resilience that we need to make the right choices in life.
So let's say you said it starts in childhood, but if you have been in a, you know, you have a rough childhood, maybe you were abused even. Some of the research that I've done, I've seen that adults who did have that experience of abuse can still have resilience later on, even though they didn't have that love that maybe you would expect parents to do, if they also used other resources, other factors for resilience along the way. What are some of those factors they can learn from?
Before Dr. Kitty is going to answer that, I'm going to add to what you're saying. Uh-huh. Yes. You know what? Growing up, and I guess some of our viewers can relate to it, but growing up, I was very sick child, so the hospital was always my best friend. It's not because from beating or anything or child abuse or maltreatment, but it's because I was just very sick and I was weak, and every time I go to the hospital, I always see the nurses that are caring. You know, they're always so kind and good to me, and that actually has helped me to be a nurse right now, to be, like, caring to others, to be, like...
So you learn that behavior, even by example of other people. So,
exactly.
Dr. Kitty, on that question...
From strangers
that are not family. Yeah. On that question, she started to answer the question, but going back to you, is this something that's helpful? And what are other things that maybe women in particular can learn from to increase their resiliency if they came from a childhood where they did not experience love and acceptance as normally we'd like to see resiliency starting at?
Well, we're talking about social support and the multiple ways that we might need to find that in our environment, because that's a huge part of resilience. We talked about those of us who need that contact and seek out individuals. But if you don't have a good sense of self, if you don't feel good about yourself and you've had a rough history, difficult times in life, it's real important to reach out. But sometimes that reaching out might be to individuals that are not as healthy for us or even to engage in wrong activities.
So you said something very important, Llewellyn. I think in your experience, you mentioned this, that you knew that God was with you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the faith that we have, and we use prayer, we use our connection and understanding of God, that can be very helpful. Dr. Kitty, can you comment on that? What are some links between our faith and resiliency? Is there any links there? Are there any links there?
Absolutely. And well, the beauty of our faith is that it's relationship based. We know that we were created for a relationship with God. And the strongest element, of course, of faith is relationship. And when we look at resilience, it's really impacted by two major things. And one is relationship, and the other one is a sense of purpose or well-being. In French, we say the raison d'être. You have a reason to be. And can you see how those are what faith is about? A relationship and a meaningfulness. So our faith provides both of those elements for us and essentially is resilience.
So if you have, for instance, had a faith relationship with God that was not positive, maybe because of the ways, you know, you experienced God in your childhood and you see God as a negative, punishing God who is after you in some ways, that may not be helpful versus when you are actually having a positive relationship, what we call positive religious coping. Then you can grasp hold of promises and you have a better relationship with God. That can then be more helpful in building resilience. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And sometimes we need positive, healthy people in our lives to help us to experience this and support us so that we can experience this resiliency.
So it's both things. Does that make sense?
I mean, yes.
It does. But I would like to stress out the fact that you also, it's up to you to make a decision whether you're going to.
So it is a choice.
It's also part of a choice, and as I see it. And of course, like we were talking about the nature, some of us are more, you know, you go and get it done.
So personality plays a role, temperament also. Melancholic. Temperaments, maybe phlegmatic temperaments, they tend to take those hardships and really internalize it. So that's a very good point.
So, but might make a decision if you know that you're not as, you know, out there like some other people. Maybe you should read more about it and try to find ways that, because you know what? I would love to sit on the couch and just watch TV when I was doing all those things. I'm not there anymore, but you know, raising children and going to school, all that. And some people say, oh, how do you do it? I say, oh, I don't know. How do you do it? You get up early in the morning.
You have that kind of personality where other people perhaps know. But you know, one thing that we have heard, that social support, that person that we seek or that can approach us can certainly make a huge difference. And there are other spiritual variables that can help. Well, thank you, Dr. Kitty, for joining us. It was very, very helpful. We do offer you lots of resources. We wish we could talk more with Dr. Kitty and discuss this here longer. But you can find more information on the website right on your screen, where you will be able to download Speak Up Notes on this topic of resiliency. You'll be able to share them with others, with your family, and hopefully this will be helpful for your personal use as well. There is more to come. We'll be back to hear what the Bible has to say, how the Bible speaks up on this issue of resilience. We're speaking up today about resilience and how that impacts women across their lifespan. So, ladies, What did you learn today?
If I may, being the older,
may.
Yeah, the older lady right, here of right, the group. Right.
We're happy for the younger.
Yeah, I have to say that you should use your energy when you have it the most. So it's I know you guys are going through a lot, right, doing all the things you need to do, but there's more yet to come. So pace yourself, okay? Don't think
so
that.
So you're giving one of the factors for resiliency. Pacing yourself is important.
You don't want to do it all early. But yet, if you have big plans, do it when you are younger. That does. I don't mean to say to if you want to go
older.
Back to school when you're older. Uh-huh. None of that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you do have the opportunity to do it while you're young, before you have children,
to follow your dreams. You
just
mean? But what if
it.
You have
if
gone
older,
through
though.
Adversity? That's the whole point here.
Right.
You know, you are suffering loss, like
mm-hmm.
you did.
Yes.
You may have a major health problem, mm-hmm. which, like it, it's an adversity in your life.
Or you. Right. Take care of a sick parent
exactly.
or grandparent or sibling
right.
or something.
Yeah. So you
your
don't have the luxury of choosing
that.
When,
fully.
You know, but you can still be resilient through that. So what are the things we learn that can help us be resilient?
Support system.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
ding,
number
ding,
one.
Ding.
Support
yeah.
system.
Yeah.
Yep.
How
and
does that relate to your ministries for young people?
Well, as I am working with young girls, I never want to go to a place and speak to them and get to know them and leave without, yeah, you have to develop these relationships. But also, if you can't stay, if you can't be that mentor, you need to find somebody who can.
Yeah,
we've got
right.
to step up and notice the gap, notice the hole, and find a way to fill it, even if it can't be you.
I remember one time ministering in New York, and because I live in Maryland, I know that my influence is only going to go but so far.
Yeah.
Now, I've kept in contact with many of the young people from then to now. They're adults. Some are married. One young lady just had like her third kid.
So they had
husband.
A connection with you,
have
actually.
A connection.
A trusting relationship.
Yes, and so there's a connection there throughout the years. However, there are some that I know needed someone in front of them, someone
yep.
in New York.
Available when they need it right then and there.
They're young women's leader. They have a young women's ministry. So the young women's leader, I'm going to say, hey, listen, this particular person, make sure you stay up with her. Make sure you stay connected with her. This is what she needs.
And you know what? You if know? You're just a lay person
yeah.
who doesn't, maybe you don't
you
work
too.
In ministry.
That's
you're
right.
sitting on the pew. Notice. Yeah. You notice when somebody isn't coming
it's
to church
like all
anymore.
All hands on deck.
Absolutely.
Everybody needs to open their eyes.
Realize
that's
that
right.
everybody needs someone. And if you see that person that hasn't been around for a while or they just don't
call
seem like
them,
themselves,
the search
do
them out.
Something.
Yeah. So that's something we can do for others. But how about our own life? I mean, all of us. So, Llewellyn, you shared your experience.
Yes.
What was helpful for you, really, the most helpful things to help you bounce back from that?
You know what? Like, on my first miscarriage, what my husband did, he said, let's go shopping. I'm like, awesome.
What a husband.
Do things that bring you
yeah.
joy.
Yeah. Isn't that nice? So,
and he was being supportive, too.
Yes, yeah, so he knew, like, it was hard on me. And I'm sure it was hard on him, too. But it was at that point when we were moving to another house. So he said, okay, let's shop for, like, furniture.
Oh,
and he knew
together.
That I would
yeah.
love
to
shop
that.
For furniture.
So what did
yes.
you tell yourself? Because, you know, our thoughts... It's huge,
please, yes.
You know, what you tell yourself about your experience.
Mm-hmm.
What were the things that came to your mind
so
to help you?
I always have these texts that I memorized when I was a kid, and it says, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean mm-hmm. not on your own nice. Understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And there's another one. It says, all things work together
for the good. For those.
So I know that all these things that are happening to me from when I was young and until now, it's for my benefit, and it will benefit me even until the end of time, even when he comes. So
this
I'm happy.
Beautiful.
I'm happy that he's given me and I'm blessed. I'm just, at times I go through grief, but I know that when I'm grieving, he's grieving. When I'm happy, he's happy. So he's always carrying
with
me.
You,
with
you.
Yes, carrying me.
And you mentioned something
times.
Very critical, which is you knew those texts
mm-hmm.
by heart, maybe
yes.
with you. And having the word of God mm-hmm. speak to you when you're hurting, it's
yes.
powerful. Erica, do you have something from the Bible that speaks up about this issue that can encourage women out there that perhaps are watching us today and they're going through adversity? They need some hope from the one who is our Creator, our loving Father.
Well, like we said, we've all been there. We've all been through that. And for those of you who are listening, I want to read Philippians 3:14. Mm. I press on toward the goal mm. to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Mm. Press on.
That's powerful. You know, it tells us we keep moving no matter what, and God is with us. That was a great discussion, ladies. Well, we learned a lot today that although life can be very hard sometimes, we do not need to despair. We can press on, and we can learn to cultivate some of these factors for resilience. We can connect with people. We can seek God with all our heart. Have in memory some of those promises that are comforting. Be grateful for what we do have, and also accept and love, forgive those that have hurt us without reservations. If you are going through a tough time right now, find comfort in trusting God's promises and deliverance. And remember, we are here just for a little while. Our goal is a home that awaits us when Christ returns to take us home. So let God encourage you today. Spend more time reading His Word. And remember, go to our website if you'd like to learn more on how to develop resilience in your own life. Download the Speak Up Notes and use it beautifully. We'll see you next time to speak up on very important issues.